Braves taking on the Dodgers. Alex Wood 11-0 facing his former team and facing Jaime Garcia, who was rumored to be headed to the Twins. That did not happen. Let's pick it up top one.
Here's a 2-1. Lines it into left field for a base hit. In to score is Camargo, and Flowers with a line single to left has given Atlanta a 2-0 lead.
Wow.
The 1-2 popped up right side of the infield. Who's going to take it? Bellinger gives way to Wood, and he dropped the ball. And two runs will score. What in the world just happened?
Well, the pop-up wasn't very high, and Bellinger stopped because he thought Wood was under it. Wood went toward the first base line, about 7-8 feet from the foul line, and once Wood took his eye off the apex of the ball, and what I mean is the top where the ball peaked at its highest, first Wood pointed, then he looked at Bellinger, then he looked for the ball, then he looked for Grandal, so he kept taking his eye off the ball, and at the end of the day, it hit him on the heel of the glove in fair territory.
And two runs come in. Here's the 2-2, Freeman with a fly ball to left. Long run for Taylor, back at the wall. He's going to run out of room, and it's a home run for Freddie Freeman. His 18th home run of the year, but the third home run given up by Alex Wood. The Braves now lead 5-0. So the bases are loaded, 0-2, two out. The pitch to Garcia, and a fly ball to right. We going back, way back, and it is a grand slam home run for Jaime Garcia. Who saw that one coming? It is now 9-0.
Well, there's several things tonight we haven't seen coming, and that was the most unexpected one right there. That was a fastball right down the middle, and what a short, compact swing that Garcia had, and he just put it in play, but he did more than that. He put it out of play.
And in the process, takes Alex Wood out of the game. Here's 2-1, Thompson. Hard ground ball to third. Rodriguez picks it up and throws out Thompson. And the Dodgers go quietly. Into the seventh we go, Atlanta 12-1. Did he go around? Yep. Change umpire Ron Culpa punches him out. A mea culpa. And that will end the inning. But the Dodgers come up with a couple of runs. On three hits, leaves two. We head to the eighth. Braves 12 and the Dodgers 3.
Braves send the Dodgers to their most lopsided loss this season by a 12-3 score. The first time since June 6th that the Dodgers have lost back-to-back games. Alex Wood finally takes a loss. It had to happen at some point, and it finally happened to Alex Wood on Friday night as the left-hander suffered his first loss of the 2017 season after beginning the campaign 11-0. And he suffered that loss at the hands of his former Atlanta Braves team. Here is Wood speaking to the media after the Dodgers fell to the Braves 12-3.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't have my command like normal. You know, I didn't execute and got behind, and they have a quality lineup, you know, and they didn't help me out a whole lot, and it was a tough one tonight.
Do you feel like having this break before this outing maybe affected your rhythm or anything and not having...
No. I mean, just one of those nights. I would have liked to have had a better start, but just didn't get ahead and didn't execute when I needed to.
Not discounting the fact you're an excellent athlete. What's supposed to happen on that pop fly? Probably not UK.
Yeah, Cody just lost it. I think he lost it. It was a dark sky. You know, it's tough at night sometimes, and. I looked at the last second to see if anybody was coming, and then I heard he has yelling my name, and instinct takes over, and you're trying to catch it. In retrospect, probably won't see me trying to attempt to catch a fly ball anymore.
Alex, what's it against your former team? I know the last time you faced them down in Atlanta last year, they kind of roughed you up a little bit too. Is it just something against them in that lineup?
Well, I mean, they have a great lineup. They have a quality lineup. You know, I think for me, just getting behind, and I didn't execute the way that I've talked about having that consistency all year, and just the stuff across the board all night wasn't as consistent. It was a little bit of a battle, and they did a good job staying within themselves and not helping me out.
Alex, in warm-up in the bullpen, did you feel just normal as usual? Did you have any sense that something wasn't quite right?
No, I mean, felt normal, normal night, you know. I felt good, felt confident, and just one of those nights.
Is there a silver lining at all that if you're going to lose or get your first loss, it's kind of like a no-doubt contest like this instead of maybe like a top 1-0 loss or something?
I mean, you know, I think stats-wise, you wish that it wasn't as big of a difference. But, I mean, a loss is a loss at the end of the day. They've came in here and kicked our butt the first two nights, and hopefully Rich and Kershaw right the ship the next 2 days.
For the first time since June 6th, the L.A. Dodgers have lost back-to-back games. The latest setback, a 12-3 thumping at the hands of the Atlanta Braves at Dodger Stadium on Friday night. Here is L.A. skipper Dave Roberts.
You know, Woody, it wasn't his best, he didn't have his best stuff, but, you know, you look back and pop up that wasn't caught, lost in the twilight, you know, from the other guys, and that happens. And, you know, an 0-2 heater to the pitcher that you don't expect, you know, was the difference in the game. So, you know, it's one of those days. We haven't had many of those, but... You know, Jaime was good. Jaime was good, and obviously when you got a lead like that, he made pitches and was comfortable. So, you know, we got to kind of flush this one out and get ready for tomorrow.
You mentioned you haven't had many of those. This kind of, is it better to kind of get it all out at once in a way when you know you haven't had games like this in the past?
I guess so. It was good for, you know, obviously Josh on the back end to give us two innings right there and Avalon. So that was good, and Strip Kemp comes in there. But, you know, Woody hasn't had an outing like that all year. So it's one of those things that you don't like those days, but, you know, it's still one loss, and we still feel pretty good about ourselves.
You guys have played such clean baseball for such a long time. What do you make of not just Woody dropping that ball, but then Trace in left field making a mistake? Mistakes yesterday, kind of happening all at once. How do you explain it?
I don't know. You know, we do pride ourselves on playing clean baseball, and you know, there was a spurt there, a couple games before the All-Star break, we got a little sloppy, and you know, this is one of those games that you know, and yesterday there were a couple plays, but I think overall, I think it just kind of blended in, and we just didn't look great. It's hard. You know, we're still competing. You know, guys running balls out, Cody there, and Kike still had a nice night. And, you know, there were some good things. But, you know, you look at the scoreboard, and it was a tough one. So it's one of these you just want to put out of your mind as quick as possible.
What do you make of the at-bats the last couple of
days? You know, I think the at-bats are good. I really do. I don't think the results. We had some balls hard. Didn't have something to, a whole lot to show for it, but I think the approach and the contact, quality of contact, good. It's just, you know, yesterday NCRT's running everything out in the outfield down, and today we had some balls hard. It's just that's the beauty of baseball.
Just kind of put into perspective how difficult what this last 35-game stretch has been like for you guys.
Yeah, and I think that we enjoyed that ride. And so, you know, we plan on coming in here and starting a new one today. But, you know, they're playing good baseball. That's a good offensive club. And when you run into guys that are throwing the baseball well, Folty yesterday and Jaime today. But, yeah, when you look back at the last month and what we accomplished, it's pretty special. It really is. But the focus on trying to prepare and win a game, that hasn't wavered.
Do you feel like, obviously, in the course of the season, you're going to have these ups and downs, and you guys were really rolling. But for them to come in here and kind of hit you in the nose, is this one of those moments where you're like, all right, guys, let's see what we're about. Let's show them what we're about. And you kind of learn something about yourselves in these moments?
Well, I think that we already know what we're about. And, you know, that's a good club again. So you're not going to win them all. And, you know, they're playing good baseball. So I don't think it's one of those now we got to show you type thing. I think it's just we're going to go out there tomorrow, come back, and ready to win a game. So I already know about the character in that clubhouse. So we just got to go out there and, you know, score more than they do.
You should see my Twitter feed, though. People are ready to, like, leap off buildings and stuff.
I'm sure you initiate that, Dylan. And people like to jump on. So that's okay. That's all right. It wouldn't be the first time this year. But no. It just, again, to you know, Rowan's question, it's like what we did was pretty dang phenomenal. And you know, when you lose two games and it doesn't look pretty, but that's kind of across baseball. That's what happens. So it's the teams that can kind of turn the page and win a game and change that narrative, Dylan.
The Dodgers look to bounce back on Saturday behind Rich Hill. He'll be opposed by Julio Teheran.